accession number 18523, reel 6.
Ted Winkler, reel 6. You said they confiscated some of your records?
Yes, and later on when I was at Dunkirk, we used to have the habit on the camp address system to listen to Germany calling. And I listened to one of my own records because I dropped the needle on one spot. It was Tiger Rack by Harry Roy. And I dropped the needle onto it, and that click made me recognize that record. So it had been used for propaganda purposes.
That was Lord Ho-Ho, was it?
Yeah, that must have been it. Which actually brings me to another point. This is going back to the armory school where I was as an armorer. I passed the examination with flying colors. They actually asked me to remain there as an instructor. But I said, well, I wanted to gain some experience and possibly come back. And when we left, we were all promoted, except I wasn't promoted. And I went to the office, and there was a chappie from Hamburg there. He says, you've got a mark in your notes that you cannot be in any leading as you are not politically dependable.
And do you think it related to the jazz records?
Possibly, that, yes. It may have come all the way around that one.
Oh. So, has settling down in England been successful for you, do you think?
Yes, I enjoyed my time here. And I enjoyed my time in this country, and I have got no intention of going to live in Germany at any time, even now that I'm on my own. I think the upheaval would be too much. I like the people in England, and I've made many friends, and I've had no complaints during the time I was in this country.
Did you ever suffer any discrimination?
Only in one case. It was still at the prisoner war that was in Whittonsey. A chappie cursed me as a Nazi bastard, etc. And there was an Englishman who had been a prisoner of war in Germany, who had been seriously wounded at Dunkirk. And he was a carrier in this area. And he was on the opposite side of the street, and he came across and got this chappie by the neck and says, "Leave my friend alone." I didn't know him before that. He says, "The English left me for that, but the Germans picked me up, made me whole again." So that was one of the little things. But that was the only sort of serious thing that anybody sort of cursed me or anything. I think I've behaved as I should do. I've got my own sort of sense of honour. I do what I want to do. And I think I've contributed quite a bit to the engineering section in this country, in this area. And I'm happy to be an Englishman.
I think we also ought to say that you do quite a lot of voluntary work in the area.
Oh, yes. My wife used to be the Red Cross section leader for the handicapped people, and she had quite often difficulties in obtaining transport. So she had started to amass an amount of money, which was amounting to about 450 some pounds. And when she died of cancer, I nursed her for more than 2 years. And she didn't want a memorial, as we had two, you know, didn't want a gravestone or anything like that. Her ashes were scattered, mine will be scattered. I said, I make a memorial to her, and I bought a minibus. The first one was we had only seven seats in it, and we got some ramps fitted for a wheelchair, and we used to get the handicapped people to the various functions, and if they wanted to go to a bingo play or something like it. And after a year, I replaced it with a new one, not brand new, but another bus which has got 15 seats. And I'm running a bingo session every Monday, which keeps a charity which is registered well above water. And we are doing a lot of good.
And perhaps we also ought to mention that it is your intention to leave your private documents of you and your ancestors to the Imperial War Museum's Department of Exhibits and Finance.
Yes, certainly. This is, in my opinion, the best way that I can leave it to anybody. If I leave them here and disappear, sort of, it will be thrown out or destroyed. And I think some future generation will be able to use the information in there.